The Morning Show with Declan Meehan. East Coast
FM. Yes, Morning Show at East Coast FM. Well, there's St. Bridget's Day itself, the Feast of St. Bridget, but there's also the bank holiday to go with it. They sort of fell at the same time last year, I think, but this year they're separated. So let's celebrate St. Bridget. Santina Kennedy is with us, food and beverage specialist at Powers Court Distillery. Hello to you, Santina, and thanks for dropping in.
Good morning, Declan. How are you? Thank you for having me.
So which is the real celebration of St. Bridget now? When are we doing it?
So St. Bridget's Day is on the 1st of February. And last year, St. Bridget finally got her bank holiday. So we're celebrating a bank holiday for St. Bridget now from now on. And I believe the bank holiday will fall on the Monday closest to St. Bridget's Day. So the Monday, St. Bridget's Day, I think, is on a Thursday this year. And then the Monday will be the bank holiday. So Monday is the 5th. And we'll be hosting a festival at Powers Court Distillery on the 4th, Sunday the 4th. So Bridget's Day celebrations are really going to go on quite a bit this year.
From a start that was, people were talking about it for years and it wasn't happening, but finally it did.
Well, that's it. I mean, St. Bridget was born, died 1500 years ago. So 1500 years after her death, she is finally getting her feast day that we celebrate. I mean, up to this, Bridget has been all around us, sort of hidden in plain sight. I mean, there's so many places called Kilbride and Manor Kilbride and Bridewell, and Bridget's name is in so many place names, but also, you know, GAA clubs, schools named after her, Bridget Street, you know, Bridget Avenue. You'll see Bridget everywhere once you start looking.
Yes, indeed. And she celebrated in Kildare, but I think she was from County Louth.
That's right. She was born in County Louth. She was there. So Bridget the saint and the woman, because before that there was Bridget the goddess, but we'll talk about her later. But Bridget the saint was born in County Louth, and she was born to a slave woman and her master. Her father was a slave master, but he allowed her into freedom because he realised that she was special. Bridget, the name Bridget actually means the exalted one, and she was known for her generosity in the family, and she was always getting into trouble for her generosity because she was giving away the family's food to the poor and always sharing what they had with the poor. But that's when they started to realise something miraculous about her, because no matter what she gave away, the larder was always replenished. So Bridget, she actually disfigured herself so that she wouldn't be married off.
Drastic.
Very drastic, but there were drastic times because she wanted to devote herself not only to God, but to service and serving the people. And really, even though she is a Christian saint, it was less of the godliness and more of the how to help people on the ground that she's known for. How she helps with community, how she helped the poor and the marginalised. So she, one of her miracles is, of course, that she asked the King of Leinster for some land to build a convent.
And her cloak, exactly.
So he was cheeky and said, you can have as much land as your cloak will cover. So she laid her cloak on the ground, and the story goes that it covered the plains of Kildare. So, yeah.
Right, okay. I mean, there's lots of Bridgets. I mean, the Bridget in Scandinavia and all sorts of places.
That's it.
So is there only one Bridget, or what's the story?
We're going to claim Bridget, and we're going to say that Bridget started here, but certainly her influence spread across Europe. And then Bridget the goddess was, I suppose, you know, there was an ancient Celtic goddess called Bridget. She was a triple goddess. She was the goddess of poetry, healing and fire. And she would have been revered. And I think when Ireland, you know, started to convert to Christianity, we needed to take some of the good bits. So St. Bridget, the goddess feast day, is the same day as St. Bridget's Day.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was just thinking as well, it was something to do with the pandemic that the government decided they'd give us an extra day because of it. And it just...
Well, there, that's
happens,
it.
And, you know?
And there was a movement with some very strong Irish female personalities and men as well behind it, saying, you know, we need a feast day for Bridget's Day. And that started to gain momentum. And then to give back to the people who had served the country so well during the pandemic and worked so hard, there was an extra bank holiday. So the two of those were in the same way as the goddess feast day was syncretized into the Christian feast
day. We don't care
how
it started.
We got an extra day off. And I'm really excited because I'm a long time Bridget fan. And And I have to say, working at Paris Court Distillery, they've been so good to me. They've indulged me in this and allowed me to celebrate this festival. And now I think we recognise people's interest in Bridget and all things Bridget. I've brought along a couple of little things that were customary, you know, traditionally in Ireland, and I'm hoping that we'll revive all those traditions. So I've brought you in a few little gifts. They're actually both for the eve of St. Bridget's Day. So this one is a St. Bridget's cross, and it's a three-armed cross. I'm sure people are aware of those. They are making the St. Bridget's crosses, and we'll have a St. Bridget's cross making workshop on the day. We have Lorraine from gallivanting.ie. She's a folklorist, and she'll be bringing lots of rushes with her, and we'll do lots of different types of Bridget's crosses.
Used to be the symbol of Radio Éireann, or
that's right, and Aer Lingus. So that's like Bridget's influence is, you know, it really is all around us. But this is last year's cross. So the tradition is that you burn last year's cross on the 31st of January, and you make way for the new cross. And the crosses would have been held in, you know, in barns and in houses over the door to keep the house safe from fire during the year. And then I have something else for you. There you go, Declan. That is a little, what's called a breath breather. So it's a little piece of cloth. This is Irish linen from Ferguson Irish Linen in Banbridge, one of the oldest linen weavers in Ireland. And tradition was that you hung out a piece of cloth on the eve of St. Bridget, and as St. Bridget's spirit passed over the country, it would imbue it with healing properties.
Right.
And you keep it during the year, and then if you have sore throat or you have headache, you apply it. So I hope you'll put
that
out.
That's linen.
Yeah, it's a piece of...
I'm not familiar with Dutching linen.
And that's the thing. And, you know, again, it's just those beautiful Irish fabrics, you know, woven in Ireland, going out of fashion. So we really kind of need to support those industries as well, and look for Irish fabric. But I just think it's a lovely tradition. I've done it for a very long time. Can't say that it has definitely cured all of my ailments, but it's definitely a lovely thing to do, and a lovely thing to have in the house.
Okay, so what do you do again if you're ill? What happens?
So you put it out on the eve of St. Bridget. It's called the Breath Breather, and you put it out on a windowsill or on your doorstep, and as the spirit of Bridget passes over the country on the 31st of January, she imbues the cloth with some healing properties, and then if you have a headache during the year or a sore throat, you place the cloth on it, and it's supposed to help you.
Good, okay.
So there you go. So a little bit of tradition for you. So then our festival on the Sunday, we're really going to be celebrating Bridget the Saint in our food and drink, because she was the patron saint of brewing. So brewing being the first part of distilling, the first part of the process. But she's also the patron saint of dairying, of fishermen, of farmers. So she's got great links to food and drink. So we'll be celebrating all of those links in our menu. And then we'll be celebrating Bridget the Goddess with poetry, healing and fire. So we'll have lots of talks during the day, some fantastic poets and poetry talks. We'll have some great wellness speakers. We'll have some sound baths. And then we'll have, you know, the fire will be represented in entrepreneurs and people coming talking about their how they sparked ideas and how they got their businesses going. And we've got lots of great tastings going on and some great workshops as well. The fire is also demonstrated in smithings, you know, there'll be some silversmiths there. It's coinciding with the launch of the new craft strategy in Wicklow as well. So that's on in Paris Court House at the same time. And on the Sunday, we'll have some of the overflow from the crafters. And we'll be showing some of the beautiful craft videos in our AV room on the day as well. So really looking forward
busy.
To it. It will be busy, but Bridget was multifaceted. She had lots going on, and I think we're able to bring all of that and celebrate it. And we kind of have to maybe look to Bridget and look to the past and look at all of her qualities and take that forward in how we
celebrate.
It's
much more earthy than the fest that is St. Patrick's, you know.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad to see that with all of the events that are happening around the country as well, there's just, you know, people are looking for connectedness and connectedness to tradition and their roots much more than, dare I say, paddy whackery of St. Patrick's Day. So I think Bridget is really setting a great example.
Brilliant. Well, you know your stuff, don't you?
I'm a big thing. My grandmother was a Bridget, and she was very hospitable and a lovely woman. And I think I've always had a fascination with Bridget since then. So, So I hope everyone will come along now and enjoy the day.
Okay.
Sunday the 4th. And people need to go on to pariscourtdistillery.com and register. It's free to register, but we just need to make sure we've got room for everybody and food for everybody and be welcoming on the day.
Very good. Okay. Nice to talk to you again. Santina Kennedy, food and beverage specialist at Powers Court Distillery up there. Beautiful grounds. I mean, gorgeous.
Just a beautiful
Bridget
place.
Would have been proud looking over the sugar loaf.
Absolutely. I'd like to think so.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Morning show at East Coast.
WhatsApp or text East Coast FM now. 087 77 11 103. The Morning Show with Declan Meehan. East Coast FM.